Yerushalmi Yuma Daf Chaf. Starting from Mishnah and New Testament Beis, we left off yesterday. Mishnah discusses the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. Poshul Satan Tzubutz Ben Elavidon. The first one, they spread a linen sheet between the Kohen Gadol and the people, obviously for tznius reasons. Says the Kohen Eder, Kishri Yaakir, Shavodas Yom Be'Big Debut. First of all, they do that because all year he's used to using a big day love, big day zav, and now he's wearing a linen sheet. So it's a modesty. They're doing it to screen the Kohen Gadol from the view, and also the reason why they use this because to remind him that it's a different type of day. He's wearing different begadim today. But the Kohen Gadol would undress. And then you have to take off the yard and go to the mikvah. Halacha is stopping. You get up and he would dry himself. If you look big days of the bush, they'd bring in the golden vessels, the eight begadim of the Kohen Gadol, he'd be dressed, the kids on the route, he'd wash his hands and feet. If you look at the bring in the carbon tummy, karatzi would slit its throat, meirak akashit his yado, and then another Kohen would go ahead and finish the shkita for him. He doesn't do the whole shkita, he has someone else that helps him. And he does the meirak akashit his yado, and then kibas dam mizrak, and then he would receive the dam and throw it onto the mizbeach. That is the first part of the avoda that he would do another Kohen would finish until he does the beginning of the shkita. The one will explain what he does, and the other one, someone else finishes it, and then in kibas dam share the Kohen Gadol. But on that day in Kippur, Kohen Gadol is only good on Kohen Kachar Kohen. He has to go ahead and make quickly and catch the dam, and then sprinkle it because it'll only be done on the day the Kohen Gadol. Mishnah Kedem was after the thirst, it goes into the, you go ahead to burn the Keteris, Levis and Eros, and to fix the Menorah, and then Hakir Basavam come to make sure you mark the Rosh of the Burn, which is also the Kavod of the Kohen Gadol, and then as a Chavitim, the Chavitim is a Yayin, and then do the Nitzach HaYayin. All these things are the Avodah that he does, in the order that he does these to the process until he finishes that Avodah in the morning. It says like this. The Gemara discusses, so what does a Kohen Gadol do? The Shkita is fixed by somebody else. What part does he do? What does someone else do? He has to be there. He goes at the Shkita on the two pipes or Rovashnim. Most of the two, both Samanim. And that's when it's a Shkita, it's a Kashra Shkita, and then the other one could go and finish up. That's what his job is to do, is to at least do the two, the one else can do the first part to make it Hekshra Shkita, Kashra Shkita that he has to do. Mesha says this, if he loads a tamid, so he goes in, he slits the throat. So what does he do? He slits the throat by making it a lashon of kurtza, mashmish cut with shnayim. He cuts it in two, makes a complete cut. And that's the lashon of kurtza, that he goes in and it karats, like he splits it in two. That is the lashon of the Mishnah Lashon Karat, so Shkita is a Karat Lashon Shkita. This is what he does. So the Gemara Kratzer, he slits its throat. So the Gemara says, what is the base of this word? This pasuk, what does it mean? So Agabi, Gemara says, when it came, current Mizorah, Nebuchadnezzar went in and took a carrot, took a carrot, Mitzipur and Haifer, in Mitzrayim. And carrots from the north are slowly coming. So it's a Lashon, he goes, a Lashon Pasik, he's telling you, what is it telling you? Chamei Yeshua, Leirah Klikas, Karachan Nechusa, when he slaughters, Chamei Nesuka, when it says he refers to the uproots. So two different Maklikas is the word. When Yirmiyahu had a Nevua that Nebuchadnezzar is going to come from the north and to come in and destroy Egypt. So one said Nevuka, when he comes, he's going to slaughter them. The other one says, when he comes, he's going to uproot them. He's going to uproot them and put them in another land. And it says the Kohen Eder, Kevin Lashon Shechita is going to shech them. The other one is going to come in, he's going to move them from their place and move them someplace else. So you see the Lashon, one Lashon of the Kutz is with slaughtering. So you see he slaughters the animal. We have a Pasuk feet. One day when the Sukkim and Adah, the Pasuk, Hagulam and Atomid, Kurtzo. You see that's a Raya, the Kurtzo means slaughtered. That's the same Lashon we find in the Pasuk, that Keretz Mitzafon. That means that it means slaughtered, that he went and comes and slaughtered, so he's going to come and slaughter the people on the left. And one says it means the sukkah means uproot them. The pasuk says mechayme karasti gamani. Pasuk in Iyov refers to that the pasuk in Iyov where he's saying mechayme nivdom. Then he's saying Iyov saying to himself that he came that he doesn't have to fear him because again he uprooted himself. He moved himself from a different place. Came in front of a. He doesn't have to fear him because he came from a different place. The same idea where we say uprooted, Chem Lashon. You find such a Lashon that's used in the Sefer Iyov. Mishnah Kedivah. So when it goes ahead now, it talks about the carbon to Ketoras. So it discusses that where was this done? Ketoras Shashak Laisuk Vipa Ben Adon Avarim. The Ketoras of the morning was put between the Krib and Adam Levarim. Bishabban Aboyim was put between Evarim and the Kossim, was put between Evarim and the Kossim. So the same Lavoda, but put in different places. Emai Kongo got stuck in the Isness. If the Kongo was in the Isness, they would go hot water for him. Matil Lotzon, and they would pour it into Yom Kippur in the cold water, the mikvah there, but Sinasim. Because the too cold would be too hard for him. It would be an Isness or his Zuckin. The cold would be, he would get sick from it. It would be too difficult for him. So they would go boil water before and warm it up, warm up the mikvah before, pour it in, so that it would less, it would be warm, it wouldn't be so cold for him. Cut the Gemara. Then this mission, this would do for the mikvah. Ksibitah said to Jalakha Tamid, Ksib Victoris, Babaker, Yikdom Dorosh and Babaker, means the thing that comes before the morning. Babaker, one place where it says Boker twice, there's something which doesn't say Boker once. So you see, the morning would be done before, because that's what Torah says, it's before the Miata Afil Dam, maybe even before the Dam should come out, even before the Dam should come out, even even before. We know the mission says the Dam comes afterwards. Where it says, no, I'm Ravila, Tas Ekdom Maisa. It says Maitza. Where you go, Maitza. Torah says, depends on the lesson of the making of the carbon. There's set time. The Dam comes afterwards. The Dam of the Tamid, it precedes the incense because it's the Maisa. The Maisa, this refers to the Maisa. Xiroga Tamid, Uxiba, it's a Boka Baboka. Yikdom Dovish Nama Baboka. Boka Dovish Lunama Boka. That says one time Boka, and say twice to do something which is done before the twice. Mine come, where do we get the two? What do we see with the other? How do we know what to Tamim? Imle Varim, Tomatik on the Gate, the Varim, the Aitzim, that's all Gabi the Aitzim. Limbs are not like the wood, they're not burnt here, and the Kanakaiman must be a few Dama. Even the Dam has to be, even before that, it should even be the Dam. So what do we know that Ketoras? How do we know the Ketoras? This is all as far as the sprinkling of the Dam has to come before. What do we know that Ketoras comes before? Sib Aitzim, Mabokabokas, Ketoras, Bokabokas. Any of days, we don't know which one comes first. I mean, Mach just me, which one comes first? Is the Aitzim, Akshir's Ketoras? Is the wood come as a Agdama is Makshir the Kol, the Ketoras, or Ketoras, or does it come before the Ketoras? Which one before? So the Gemara says, no, we have a drasha, we have a brisa. Eitzim kobes adam, Eitzim comes before the dam. So the dam comes before the Ketoras. The temehachin, and when you say this halacha, the wood comes before. How do we know that the wood comes before? Where do you see it from? So the Gemara says, the third maybe the pasuk you don't see it from the pasuk, maybe it's a makom. So Rav Hila look ad shechisi b'min adin, not because we didn't establish it from a kal v'chomer. Rather, we learn it to teach from the Bryce itself, to learn the Mishnah that comes before, tells you that it should come before. So the same thing comes before, same thing over here, we know that it should come first. Hey, when we come, which one do you want to say? First, Mashukta, which is Mashukta Torah? Gecholim, only the Gecholim, not the wood. Nevertheless, Mala Ashran, because the Mala Ashran comes before that as well. You first have to think Mala Ashran is also Hagdama to the Ketoras. Just like over there, it comes before the Ketoras. So to over here, the wood is before the burning of it. The wood has to prepare. The wood comes before this as well. It's Akshara. It's a preparation for the thing itself. The Gemara says, bring your ripe on pasuk. Never told me to ben aboyim. Never Ketoras ben aboyim. Some of the neiros. Never ben neiros. My area boker. Yeruch adovish. Never ever aboyim. Some of the neiros. That's something that comes before later in the ben aboyim. It comes later. The dovish lo never aboyim. Ben aboyim. Only come ben aboyim. So therefore, the afternoon Ketoras is brought after the afternoon tamid. Because the seed first is something. Something that's brought first is the carbon tamid before, and only later on do we have the carbon tamid shall shaka the Ketoras that comes afterwards. The Gemara says, "Me'ata afil in the summer. Me'ata even the nesakim should come after." If you say the drasha, it should come out that even the nesakim should come afterwards. So how do you know it comes before? So the Gemara says, "No, amravila ta'aseh. You should make it ikub amaseh. Something that Torah says is a ma'isa that comes after the time. So since it's thing the nisuk is a ma'isa, you wait until after the nisuk after the ketores is done before you can bring it." So the Gemara, but he asked him a question, and he wanted to know. When we say that look is tasek ma'isa, you want to say tasek is when something is on a ma'isa comes first. Koma tasek ikub ma'isa. Over here, the ma'isa goes afterwards. So one second, does the ma'isa come to tell you that it comes before, or does the ma'isa come to tell you that it comes after the carbon? It's a steerer. One brisa says hikdem ma'isa. The Torah says tasek. It comes before the ketores, before the tamid. And the other place where it says tasek. It comes afterwards. Which is it for? Which is a steerer? Some Rav Hila, come in Yisrael, each medrash done that, he dashed differently. Tamar Shashaka, Mechlam Uru, the carpenter. Tamar Shashaka, which is done later, comes later, we know that the Torah comes first. Matamar Lo Maaseh, Shemekei to Maaseh, Maaseh comes first, there we know it comes before. The Torah has to be done before you bring the Tamar Shabin HaShaka. Matamar Shabin Mechlam Mok, the name that comes earlier. Matamar Lo Maaseh, Ezra Maaseh, must come then, he comes afterwards. Then it comes even after the carpenter, it comes even afterwards. The husband of Ezra Mechalaseh, when Ezra heard this, he praised him at Tzavakli, and he cried out, Ganaya Daraisa, builder of Torah. You had a steer in his braces. I couldn't understand which one was first. But you come along and you explain it to us which one, why one is first and one is second. Radix Miyash the braces, you're a builder of Torah. And he was Meshabeach him to explain the halakhas of the Torah, which he had difficulty understanding. Says the Gemara, you go ahead, the Mikta Mishnah says, you go ahead, what do? You put in the hot water, if he's an Isnes or a Zakin, so that the water is too cold for him. So the Gemara says, they would heat the iron bars every Yom Kippur. They put it into the cold water. They should be able to go ahead. It wouldn't be so cold. Couldn't have Yuda that they didn't put the chill. They didn't put in by the bar. They put in by not. So we see from the corner of Yuda, they put in. How did they cool? How did they warm up the water? The cold water, the mikvah. By putting in iron bars, not according to the Brice, we just said they put in, he added hot water to it. Charetz Astir, it's a difference of opinion. I'm a chokas. He didn't accept it, but Misha says hot water. So he just says they didn't do hot water, they put in bars. So the Malimitsa Makli Yom Kippurim figures, how can you do that? How can you pull ahead and take a fire when you put in the hot bars into the water? How you do that Yom Kippur? It's Kibbutz Yom Kippur. And the Sarah of Yudah must hold. Shein of his Malachas, Yom Kippur. There's no din of Malachas. The Fira Malachas aren't applying Yom Kippur. Of course not. Of course it applies. It applies Yom Kippur every day of the year. You can't say there's no din applies. If so, how could he do that? How could he go ahead and warm up the water by putting in the hot iron bars? That should be a din and iser of a Mechaba. How you let it go, put them into water, you extinguish them. It's hot and boiling, you put it into the water, it cools them down. That's a din of Mechaba. So how are you allowed to go ahead and do that? You can't say that the Lamentez Lachas don't apply Yom Kippur according to him. So what's Pshat Rav Yehuda? Why does Rav allow this, and why is he arguing with the Mishnah? Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Amr Dav Reka, they say the same thing. Both agree the same thing. That this Malacha, you don't need, Be'etzim D'Raisa is Mutter. You know, it's taking bars, red hot iron bars that are from the fire and putting them in, cooling them off. That is not considered a malacha. It's not a malacha in itself. And mamela, it's not needed lekuva. It's not the tzarek legufa. You just want to cool the water, and therefore it would be considered mutter. So it's for you, the whole tzarek of Shimon, that the malacha sheh in a tzarek legufa is mutter. So you therefore, since over here, what do you hold? You're doing it that you're not doing it for the purpose of malacha sheh in tzarek legufa. You're not doing it to, you want to go ahead and do something to the take off the fire from the cool down the iron, hot irons. That's not what you're doing. You're doing it to warm up the water. That's not Malachas and Shigufa. Rav Shimon is Mutter, and therefore he holds like Rav Shimon. You know, it's the same thing as Mutter as well. Both Rav Shimon and Rav Shimon Davar Akad. So the Tamei Avi, that's what it says. So why are you telling me I look at that it's Mutter? Lomakim, but didn't the logic is for to save you the grease of Halacha? Then Malachas and Shigufa is Mutter. That's what Shimon and Davar Akad. They say the same thing as Mutter. And I say Rav Yehuda agrees to it. Name Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda. We know that all over, there's always quarter of Shimon, Rav Yehuda say the same halacha, that Malachas and Shigufa is Mutter. Now you're saying, Rav Yehuda agrees to that, it should say now all three. Rav Yehuda also agrees. We don't mention Rav Yehuda in the Be'er when we always quote this halacha, that Malachas and Shigufa is Mutter, we quote Rav Yehuda and Shimon. Why don't we agree to Rav Yehuda also? We just should prove that Rav Yehuda agrees to this halacha over here, that Malachas and Shigufa is Mutter. So the Gemara says, "On the star, Beres or Yuda, she ain't told us H. Must be a different reason why. He really holds Malchus Shigufa is not Kasher. So why over here is it Mutter? Because told us H is not Kesh. So he'll say that told us H, the iron poles, the iron things that are hot that you're cooling down, the iron bars is only it's not H, it's a told of H because it's hot from the fire." Tolav is not like Eish. Therefore, when you go ahead and put it into the water to cool it, to warm up the water, that's not a din of, that's not called extinguished, not Mechaba. That's not called Mechaba. Only Eish is Mechaba Mamish. But red hot things are not considered Mechaba, and therefore he owes his mutter. Says the Karbonate, the Shabbazel, the Skami, Machmas Eish, and Mechaba. So he's not Mechaba, he's not Chayavalab. Mechaba is Eish, not the same thing. That's why he owes his mutter. So the Gemara says that if that's so, Well, I said, that's the machlokes you than a Mishnah. So why even still agree with, why does he say the Mishnah? Why does he have to have a separate halacha? What's the Mishnah? What are they arguing about? He holds no din tos geish. Therefore, you can go ahead and take the iron bars and put them in the fire, in the mikvah, and cool it down. And warm it up, and that's that you can do that. It's not a problem. Rabbanan sorry, maybe those age. Rabbanan and our Mishnah said no, putting in the tolus ages cage. Therefore, you can't put in the metal things into the thing because it's gonna that's just like fire. You can't mechabel age. You mechabel on the fire of the red hot bars. That's why they said you can't do it. Elamai, so how do you warm up the mikvah? Only must be put. You take water that you have hot water before. You pour the hot water into the mikvah to cool it down. It was heated up before Yom Kippur. So therefore, that's why the Mishnah argues with Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Yehuda, let him also do it. So why do you have to go ahead? Why do you have to go ahead and say his shita? I hold toz eish. And you do this way, but Rav Yehuda, the Chachamim have the much easiest way. They warm up the hot water before Yom Kippur, pour it in on Yom Kippur to cool it down. It's the best way to avoid all kinds of Yisum. You don't have to come on to a Tolus Eish Keish. You don't have to come on to that. Why doesn't he elect the Chachamim? Why do you have to? There's no Yisum at all. Lucky Yisuba Olam, says the Kabbalah. There's never any soul. Why don't you do it that way? Why do you have to be complicated? Why can't you accept the Chachamim, the other Mishnah, that do it this way? So Gemara says, the reason that if you do the Mishnah, the reason why it isn't accepted is because, so Yoimim, Reino Kohen Gadol Tovel B'Mayim Shuv Mi Yom Kippur. They'll say Kohen Gadol is being Tovel and drawing water Yom Kippur. They'll think that they'll come to say that it'll come to be wrong. So the reason why Rav Yehuda says I don't want to do this, Reino Kohen Gadol Tovel B'Mayim Shuv Him Shachaim and Shuv Him Chaim and Shuv Him. They'll think you could be Tovel in Chaim and Yom Kippur. You don't have to have the regular mikvah water, a regular mikvah where you go to a regular mikvah of a Mem Saw of Mayim Shuv Him, but they go into a Mayim. Even going to Mayim, you don't have Mayim Shuv Mi Yom Kippur. You have to have regular water. Regular drawn water is not good for a mikvah. So yeah, you see, you're pouring water into it. People may make a mistake and say that a kohen could go in a Yom Kippur and be tovel in a Mayim Shuv Him. They'll think that he can do that. You don't need a regular mikvah. They're not going to know that it's really a regular mikvah. They'll just put in some hot water, some room to cool it down, to warm it up. You'll need to know that. So maybe they'll think that that would be considered usher. So Gemara says that therefore we'll think that mikvah can do nothing, only could take that, it would be no good. So therefore the Rabbanan said, Tim Yudah said they come to make a mistake, they didn't want them to do that, and therefore, better he does use it in his Eitzah, since he holds Ein Tolus Eish Keish, put in the iron bars and drop him into the water, and that would be the way to do it. We shouldn't think that it would be considered okay. So Gemara says, do it this way. You shouldn't think that be matir. You're allowed to go ahead, be makshir. Mayam shuvim to a tefillah that would be considered mutter. He didn't want them to make that. People should make that mistake, and therefore he of you that disagree with the Tanakama, come him and used his own eitzah of using the metal bars, and that would be the way to do it.